Like a glass of whiskey right now.
Yeah, and a cigar, and I don't think I've ever smoked a cigar in my life, so
They don't taste good. Oh. At least not to me. Anyways, hi, I am Vicky Barcelona, and over here we have the lovely Sarah. Or what's your new thing you're doing?
Oh, hey.
No.
Oh, on the main
Hello.
Show.
Hello.
Hello.
But today we will go into that in a sec. Before we get into the main attraction, how can people contact us?
Oh, yes. Our Facebook, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram, The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Actually, we did get a couple emails. I do want to get into that in a sec. I do want to introduce, we do have a special guest today.
Yay!
We've had a burlesque dance. We had Lady Drew Blood, I think, when we first started the podcast. And she's like, hey, you should talk to my friend, the lovely cutie La Booty.
Hello.
I love that name, by the way.
Thank you. I do have a booty, and it felt like it should be a part of my burlesque identity.
Hell yeah. Is that what you like to show off the most?
I would say that's the main feature.
I definitely understand, because I'm the same way. I just took pictures for my boyfriend, and the booty was all up in them.
Yeah, I took the pictures, so they look
awesome. Oh, I love that.
But you're here to actually talk about something that's awesome that's coming up this weekend. It's going on for the next couple of weekends. Strip Screw Burlesque presents Disney After Dark.
Yeah, so Strip Screw Burlesque is the burlesque troupe that I am in here in Seattle, and we do several shows, but this is like, we have two big ones, and this is probably the biggest of the big ones. And we've been doing it for 8 years, which
wow.
is crazy to me. Because it was my very first show with this group. I was brand new baby burlesquer. And yeah, and so we open this Friday at Columbia City Theater. And it's just, we run for 3 weeks. It's this super fun show where all the Disney characters that you grew up with are behaving badly and and maybe perhaps removing some of their clothing. And it's just super fun because a lot of people grew up with Disney. Actually, it made me laugh when you were talking about the things white people like
yeah,
last
on the
week,
last podcast.
On the last podcast, the Disney movies from the 90s, like, I am that girl. Like, I was obsessed with The Little Mermaid and all of those things. So to, like, be able to kind of take those things and turn them on their head a little in this show is pretty awesome.
Can you give us a sneak, you know, could you tell us, it's okay if you can't, who you're going to
yeah,
be portraying?
Yeah, oh, no, I definitely can't, because who I am, so a lot of burlesque shows have an MC, which introduces, because they're like these individual little acts, if you've ever been to a burlesque show. But this show is a little different. There is no MC. Oh. We have characters in between. So while they're changing the sets around and picking up pieces, they're the ones that are tying the story together. So while it's random Disney characters from all over the spectrum, my character is Drunken Beauty, and she is a drunk sleeping beauty, just like she sounds. She is that party girl that was probably like in her sorority and then just never left. And she is too drunk to find her prince. And that is kind of the through line, is that she's in this wonderland of characters and traveling through to kind of, you know, and every Disney story, right? It's based on finding a prince, which is so great that Disney's not like doing that as much anymore. That's why yeah. Moana is so rad, because we finally are having stories that don't have that. But what's fun with us is we kind of spin that on its head. Like, does she really want to meet the prince? And like, does she want to just party and not worry yeah. about it? So that's, it's all about her journey.
Sounds like some of my friends in
right?
real life, yeah. honestly.
Like,
yeah.
like, am I just trying to find a prince because everybody's telling me that I want one? You know?
I like that. That is she, awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like one full story, or like, or do you have like a song and then it's...
Yeah. So that's a good question. So I am like, there's just little, like when I say this, it's not a play. So we don't talk. Like there's not, but there's there's little
performances,
little acts in between each. However, Drunken Beauty has her own solo, and
as she should.
And because I'm so, I will give you this little giveaway, because I'm so obsessed with The Little Mermaid, even though she is not The Little Mermaid, she sings a song called I Look Hot in White to the theme of Part of That World. Because her whole reasons for the ideas of why she might get married is like, I look good in white, I get to have a bachelorette party, I get to get wasted.
That's like all my reasons.
Yeah, I get to have sex, I get to have guaranteed sex, I don't have to be on Tinder anymore, like, I get to have a lot of Facebook likes. Like, these are the big important things to Drunken Beauty. So, yeah, so that's in there too. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And again, this is going on from March 16th through March 31st at the Columbia City Theater.
Is it Friday, Saturday? Or?
Yes, good question. So it's Friday, Saturday. There's actually two shows on Saturdays, so there's a 7 and a 10, and there's 9 p.m. on Fridays, and it's all on Stranger Tickets. We also, for fun, for your listeners, we put in a discount code.
Ooh,
so if
yay.
You put in broadcast, just like the podcast, so capital B-R-O-A-D hyphen capital C-A-S-T, you put that in, you get $5 off any tickets that you buy.
Nice. And I love the ticket packages you have available, because you can just do like a regular, and the pre-sale tickets are probably the way you want to go, because they're a little bit cheaper.
Yes. Yeah. You have to do that to get the discount too. Yeah.
Yes. The VIP tables are $165, and that's for four people.
Yeah.
And you get a goodie bag for the front row, which is
and
awesome.
And I'll give a little warning. We're sold out of most VIP tables, and we will sell out. Those go fast. People really like to. The thing about the VIP tables is like they're also in the very front, so those
you
the people
get the best show.
They get a lot of booty from Cutie LaBooty up in the very front. But we have a lot of general tickets, and I will say the show does sell out. So I love my Seattleites, but I know they like to really wait till the last minute.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
So I just tell people get those tickets now.
But you guys also have a dirty glimpse into Walt's dungeon.
Oh, yes.
What's that all about?
So that's brand new this year. So one of the girls in our troupe, her name is Violet Tendencies. And she has always wanted to do, like, I would say, I mean, it is burlesque. So for those who have not gone to burlesque, I think it's a very approachable burlesque show. But of course, we're still, you know, taking things off and it's very sexy. But she really wanted to do like a darker kind of kink-themed late-night
show.
That's
all for Vicky.
It's mine right there.
Her eyes light up.
Thank
you for asking. So on Fridays only, it's all on Stranger Tickets, but on the second two Fridays, you can just go to that show late night at 11 p.m., or you can buy both tickets together, which is a really good deal because I think it takes off like $10 or something. And it is called Walt's Dungeon, and it's a small show, but it's very much like we have, you know, like there's a bondage act, and we have a duet between, we have these two real life twins, the original twins. These gentlemen are amazing.
Oh, they're dudes?
They're dudes.
Huh.
They are
Sarah
dudes.
Knows what she wants to do.
I know.
They are dudes. They are award-winning dudes who actually went to the Burlesque Hall of Fame, which is this international competition. I always say we were lucky enough to snag them when we started the show 8 years ago, because they're big enough now that I'm like, oh my God. So they do the most amazing, lovely and wrong duet together called Twincest, which I will just leave that out there for you to imagine. And it's always fun to announce to everyone, yes, they are real life twins. And they're doing a version of it of Buzz and Woody from
Toy Story.
So that will be in our Walt's Dungeon also.
Oh my God, that's going to be amazing. Dang, now it's like, do I want to go on a Friday? Do I want to go on a Saturday?
Right. Wait, is there dudes in the normal performance?
Yeah, so thank you. That's a really good question. So burlesque started as all female, for sure. Back, like, so as we know, burlesque was in our history, like, right? We have burlesque in the 20s and 30s, and then had this huge revival in the 90s, right? And since the 90s, it's just started to, I mean, it's huge now.
Yeah, especially here in Seattle.
In Seattle has a ginormous scene. But there's actually a performer. His name is Tigger. He's not related to Disney After Dark, although he has a name that might say so, in New York. And he was one of our first gentlemen to, like, say, I'm going to do burlesque. And it's called Boylesque. and since then, that has also taken off. So, I mean, don't quote me here in Seattle, but we definitely probably have a handful, like 10, 20, 30 employee-less performers. And these two boys, Paris Original and Trojan Original, are fabulous. And they have been, they're like professional dancers, and they've been doing this with us from the very beginning.
I never knew that.
What would you say to somebody who'd want to, like, who's like, I kind of want to get into burlesque, but I'm a little nervous and stuff? Like, what's something that you can either let them know or something for them to keep in mind when trying to get into it?
And could you also explain, like, the difference, I guess, between burlesque and stripping?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people kind of think the same thing.
So we'll start with that. So burlesque is stripping. But I would say that, I mean, this, and I always want to be careful with this because I don't strip in a club. I know dancers that are both burlesque dancers and strippers. So I don't want to totally represent strippers because I don't know as well. But I will say the big thing with burlesque, and I can speak for our troupe, is that it's more theatrical, if that makes sense, and the venue that you're doing it in is more you're buying a ticket for like a theatrical performance versus paying a cover. And also a big difference is I think most strip clubs have a pole and we don't have a pole.
And I feel like, and I could be wrong, for the exception of one time it was an accident, you don't actually see full
if we're getting into those bits, we do take off our clothes. But legally, here's the legal thing in Washington State, so every state is different, so like at strip clubs in Washington, you can't drink alcohol. Well, burlesque, we really like our alcohol. We think booze and burlesque is a magical combination. So we have pasty. We always, our nipples are always covered. And it's, the rules are your nipples and your butt crack and your hoo-ha. So
you see butt cheeks,
you can wear whatever you want. Some people only go down to, you know, there's different acts. Like you may go down to something, but the minimum you have to wear is a thong and pasties. So you don't go, we are not fully nude.
Okay. And people don't like throw dollar bills.
No.
You know, not at our show, but there is a show, an awesome show called Shug Shack on Sundays. And they do a bit where people throw them. I mean, it's different, like, than doing, like, I guess you don't get, generally, you don't get personal dances, like lap dances, that kind of thing, but people can at that show throw it on stage. Our show is more just a bigger theatrical, like, there's just not a time to throw dollar bills on stage.
That's for, like, a tip jar if you see one for, like, the waiter or somebody else.
So that's kind of what I see as the major differences. And again, I can really only speak from the burlesque side. But it is funny you mention it, because I think sometimes people have romanticized burlesque to this different thing that they don't think they're stripping. Like, do you guys remember that Christina Aguilera movie that came out?
Yeah, I never saw
burlesque.
It.
Burlesque.
Yeah. So that is like the big joke in the burlesque community, because there's no burlesque in that freaking movie.
Isn't,
like,
it just a single?
It's pretty much cabaret, right? Like, they dance around in sexy costumes, but like no one is actually taking their clothes off.
I feel like any of those shows, like, or movies or shows with anything, like with burlesque or like the tattoo, like, shows and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not all real.
That's not how it works. Right? And so we have, I mean, people generally have an amazing time, but you know, you should be prepared.
That it's,
if
not,
if you're
like
not
that.
Into people taking some clothing items off, perhaps don't come to a
That wouldn't be your jam.
That would not be your jam. So then, I'm sorry, what was the other question?
Oh, if somebody wanted to get into burlesque.
Oh, yeah. So one of our sponsors for this show is, or our sponsor for the show is the Academy of Burlesque. And that is how I started. And the fun thing is you can do anything. It's a school, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you can do the full meal deal, which is what I did, which is you have 6 weeks to, like, create a burlesque persona.
That's awesome.
Gave myself the name. And they walk you through, like, these are the basics. And, like, you put on a show, but it's for just an invited audience. So it's like, you know, the first time you're doing this on stage is really intimidating.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
So it's a way to kind of have that, you know, without saying I'm going to sell this to the entire public.
How many people were in your...
10.
Oh, okay. That's a good amount.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was lovely. Miss Indigo Blue, she actually was the queen of burlesque at the Burlesque Hall of Fame. She won this international competition.
Wow.
I think 2011. I'm really hoping I'm saying 2011. I'm saying the right year. She's amazing. She was my teacher. But the funny thing was, when I first took the class, I was like, this is a bucket list thing for me. Like, I do theater and dance and I'm just going to do this once.
Eight
years later,
I'm still here.
I really like this. But the nice thing is, if you want to do something and you're like, I can't commit, to the cost and the whole commitment of like 6 weeks and the commitment of even taking my clothes off in front of a small audience, they have the most fun classes, like stripping for your lover.
See,
and
I think
like
that's cool.
Like how to do a chair dance for some. And I mean, I'm not quoting all these exactly, but they have ones just a bump and grind dance class, which is just like
Sarah.
Fun. I got that part down.
You know, so like there's all kind, there's levels of things that you can do.
See, that's so cool.
And yeah. then after your 6 weeks, were you like, I really want to do this, and then found this troupe, and then you have to like audition or like?
I did. So I thought, oh my gosh. So for me, as much as I loved theater and I felt like I was always cast in a part, which was fine, but sometimes I felt as not as connected. The beautiful thing about burlesque, aside from, yeah, the stripping and the empowerment and the sexiness, is like it's all self-produced. So like you create the character. Like I got to make up my own things, and I got to say, like, I costume myself, I make up my own act, I pick my own music, and that's really how the burlesque world is. Even at our level, with this show that's gotten really big, we will reach out to a performer and say, like, this year we needed another Disney villain, and we knew a great performer, and she got to pick what Disney villain she wanted to be. She costumed herself, she does it all. So it's a lot of work, but it's so gratifying, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so after I did it, I thought, God, this is so freeing to just be able to cast myself in whatever I want. And I came into, I always joke now, like if I had to audition for Us Now, I hope I would get in. But I got in with Strip Scrip Burlesque when we were much smaller. I mean, you know, we've yeah. grown over 8 years. And it was fabulous. My very first show with them, like I said, was Disney After Dark. I did a thumper act where I'm Thumper from Bambi. And it takes like a funny turn where it starts off very sweet, just the way you'd think Thumper would be. And then Thumper finds, you remember that like girl bunny? Do you guys remember that? Finds the girl bunny and then gets Twitter-pated and everything kind of goes a little crazy. But that act is still performed because it was a crowd favorite. So we kept it in the show. So I really did fall in with Strip Screw really early like that. And it's history now.
And again, it's going to be going on from March 16th through the 31st, Columbia City Theater. If you just go to strangertickets.com and like search Disney, you could just find it right away.
Totally. And we have a Strip Screw has a burlesque page Facebook page, Strip Screw Burlesque. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also the event Facebook page. You can check that out on our if you're already fans of us on Facebook. But if you just type in Strip Screw Strip Screw Presents Disney After Dark, you'll find the event, and that's going to have all the information on how to get tickets, all the different events you can go to, and get it before it sells out, because it's all going to sell out quick, especially those VIP tickets.
I think we have 2 VIP tables left of the entire run.
As of the moment of the recording, so get
as of on the moment
that.
Of the recording. But I will tell you, there's a lot of good seats if you do not snag yourself a VIP table, so don't you worry.
No, I didn't get to see Disney After Dark last time I went, I think last time we interviewed Lady Drewblood, but we did for Valentine's Day a couple years ago.
Oh,
I actually did
fun.
Get to see. But it's just so much fun. There's just so many different acts. So it was just it was a really, really great time. So definitely get a couple friends. Definitely check it out. Make it a girls' night. Make it a couples' night. Like I went, we did Galentine's Day, my friend and
Yay!
I. And we brought our couple friend with us, and we all had a great time.
I know. And that's what's so fun is there are so many people that just go like with their friends, and there's always so many women in the audience, which is really fun. I think that is also maybe sometimes the difference between some women go to strip clubs and stuff, but it tends to like be a lot of like women out there, and it's great. It's super fun.
I know. I don't think I've ever actually been to a burlesque show. I've been to multiple strip clubs.
Well, we have comp tickets for both of you when you guys want to go. There is like maybe 1 or 2 nights that I may not be able to swing comp tickets, but other than that, I will definitely get you guys comp tickets.
Hell yeah. Doing girls' date.
Want to be my date? Yeah, right.
but remember if you type in broad with a capital B dash cast with a capital C, you will get a $5 off.
That works on all of them. I haven't tried it. Definitely let us know if it doesn't, but it should work on even like if you got the joint one. If you bought like more expensive tickets, I think no matter what, it just takes $5 off at the end.
Heck yeah.
Which is one more whiskey, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is, girl. Now you're speaking my language.
The Columbia City Theater is so pretty. Like, I love that.
I love that theater. And that venue's been real good to us. So
So go check it out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks so much for having us. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.